anne. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, we welcome back our compatriot on the Paracast Community Forums and the host of the Dark Matters Radio Show, the once and original, and there's a story in that that we might not get into, the once and original Dark Matters Radio Show, the one, the only Don Eckert. Don, welcome back to the Paracast.
Well, thank you, Gene. It's, as always, a great pleasure to be here. I hope you're all doing well.
Actually, you and I were trading dog stories before the show began. I have one dog, a little Bichon, actually quite a big Bichon, because he might have a wee bit of poodle in him, and you have a couple of dogs. So we're telling dog stories, and that's how we passed our time. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about with Don is a phenomenon, and I guess it relates back to the old internet flaming routines that he and I both saw online dating back to the 1980s, where people, because they can be anonymous online, or even when they're not anonymous, instead of just gently debating back and forth, they scream and yell at each other. Now, I'm sure you, Don, observed a lot of this when you were monitoring forums back in the 80s. But we have a phenomenon called, I call it, the one-sentence freakout. Don, you get what I'm talking about?
Well, back in those days, they called it flame wars.
Right.
And it was frustrating and irritating and angering, but, you know, it simply took me a while to come to, at least for my purposes, fully understand the not only the futility of it, but the juvenile, almost grade school or junior high school activity that was being carried on. These days, especially if I'm a forum administrator, and I encounter something like that on the forum that I'm administrating, I'll give them one warning to knock it off, or then the awesome, famous, infamous ban button is hit.
We see this, of course, at the Paracast Community Forums at forum.theparacast.com, where people get upset over the littlest things. But I've seen this spread to the show, and I'll give you an example of this, Don. So the one-sentence freakout is defined as saying something that may or may not be a little provocative, but in response, somebody is going to spend thousands of words arguing the issue. Okay? I'll give you an example. So, a couple of years ago, Chris makes an offhand crack about a woman you and I both know about who was attacking a famous UFO abduction researcher. And I don't want to mention her name because it will start the whole thing over again, and it really isn't productive. So, Chris made a remark, oh, she is stalking him, okay? So the person involved wrote this long article, a couple of thousand words or more, attacking me for making the statement that Chris made.
Attacking you.
Right.
Okay, well, hey, you've got the broad shoulders. Every once in a while, you've got to tolerate the slings and arrows that come at you.
Okay, but the point being here is that it was just a couple of words, and it started a whole flame war, and people responded to it, not in our forums, but in their forms. People responded to it, made a big deal.
Gene, we saw basically in maybe a bit smaller venue, but we saw the same thing with the Philip in Brogno expose that ended up happening on the Paracast. And of course, this was a big enough story that it soon flowed throughout the entire internet. And there were people that started taking shots, not only at the Paracast, but at you, at me, at Chris O'Brien, at other people, primarily Lance Moody, who's been a longtime user on the Paracast. You know, it's a phenomenon that just, as far as I'm concerned, prove the old adage that no matter how much technology you can put in front of some people, it doesn't change the fact that they're assholes.
Let me give you a brief about what that's about. Now, all that happened here is something we've seen in the UFO field before. The people show up and they bring these credentials with them. They claim to be doctors. They claim to have master's degrees. They claim to have a certain level of military experience. And every so often you check them out. Now, this is not an uncommon phenomenon. It happens in the real world as opposed to our little world, too, where people apply for jobs and have fake credentials. And we've seen people get nationally famous jobs because of a falsified resume. So Lance Moody decided that maybe Phil Imbrogno was too overeager, emphasizing his connections with MIT. You know, he's got degrees from there, he's wearing the MIT t-shirt, all that. So he had the vibe, he had the instinct, and he went ahead and he checked him out, found the guy's degrees were fake. And then further, because of you and some other people in our forums, it looked like Phil Imbrogno's military credentials were fake.
That was strictly me. He had been a guest on my show, Dark Matters Radio, a couple of times, and at the time I thought it was rather odd, but he seemed to emphasize his military experience in Vietnam as a member of the United States Army Special Forces. So after Imbrogno did that a couple of times, I thought it was rather odd, and it wasn't really, I really didn't decide to follow up on that. Yeah, you know, like everything, I've got usually a lot on my plate. And I heard from Lance Moody, who sent me information regarding the lack of credentials, the fraudulent exercise that Imbrogno was going on about his MIT connection. So that kind of gave me an impetus to stop for a second and say, well, you know what? If in fact he did lie about that, and he is a fraudulent schmuck regarding his academic credentials, I'm going to go ahead and do a background on him through people I know in the Special Forces community. So I went ahead, contacted a couple of guys that I know pretty damned well, and asked them to check him out. And the bottom line was, it was all fraudulent. And I mean, it collapsed, his entire public bio collapsed like a house of cards within a couple of days.
And now, the concept of faking your military record, it's called stolen valor. If you say that, for example, you have received some kind of award as a result of your military service, some kind of honor.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's a phenomenon. You know, this is what's so ironic about this whole thing from my standpoint. Now, you guys are both, you know, somewhere in my age bracket as far as generational. And I was a Vietnam vet, and when I came back, like most vets at that time, we were treated horribly by the public at large. The whole Vietnam War was extremely unpopular. We were parried on television. Vietnam veterans were painted with a brush that they were all lunatics, baby killers and what have you from Hollywood. And it wasn't until the early to mid-1980s, after the construction of the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C., that suddenly these guys started to surface out of the woodwork, claiming to have been special forces in Vietnam, Navy SEALs in Vietnam, all this stuff, and it became actually a rather big phenomenon. And you can find a lot of information about that on the web.
You know, we'll look into that, because this is part and parcel of what we deal with, because we deal with people who pretend to be people or have credentials that are fake. Very unfortunate. We've got more to go. We have Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we have Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show, the once and original Dark Matters radio show. I understand somebody out there is going to be using that name for a radio show. We will not mention who that person is. How about that?
Why not?
You know what? Okay. It's Art Bell. Now, he calls it Art Bell's Dark Matter?
Yeah.
What a faux pas. I can't believe he didn't check that out and make sure the name was free and clear as Chris, if he didn't know.
Chris, he, you know, Art Bell knows me, and it's not like my radio show is a hidden little secret somewhere on the web. I mean, I tried to get in touch with Bell about that. I haven't heard anything as of this morning at any rate. So we'll simply see where this goes. But, you know, I really think he's going to ultimately, in the long run, he's going to hurt himself by doing that.
Now, have you thought or considered calling somebody over at Sirius XM Radio? Say, hey, I am the host of the Dark Matters radio show, which has been on the air off and on for, what, over 20 years or something. And now you've got a show called Art Bell's Dark Matter. Don't you think there's a conflict? Now, we know in show business, that's not unusual. I mean, you have, for example, the Dark Skies TV show that Bryce Abel was co-producer of back in the 1990s. Now, I think the name is owned by Sony. And then they came out with a Dark Skies movie in the last year or two. Actually, pretty decent movie. But the name being owned by the production company, they can do what they want.
Well, I'm pursuing a couple of avenues about that. We'll see. I mean, I'm really not in any position publicly right now to say one way or the other what we are doing, but we're doing something at this point.
The point being here is that you're trying to pursue this in private circles. Let's leave it at that. Okay, we go back to the concept, and you had mentioned this with the Vietnam War veterans, that finally in the 1980s, whether you approve of the war or not, you had to realize the people who went over there were doing their jobs. We have these brave soldiers who suffered all sorts of injuries, physical and mental, and they come back here and they need to be treated as heroes. But when it became the right thing to do, we had people going out there claiming they were Vietnam veterans. They received these Bronze Stars and everything. And it never happened. And Phil Imbrogno being one of them. Now, what benefit is it to somebody to claim military experience they don't have? Don't they realize they could be exposed?
I'm certainly no psychiatrist. I'm no psychoanalyst. But I was a cop for a lot of years. And I had to practice a type of street psychology when I was a cop. And I got to tell you, I think, and this is simply my own humble opinion, that the MIT thing, the Green Beret thing, I think this was simply Imbrogno fulfilling a need that he has within his ego. Now, I've been contacted since all that happened back in 2011 by several people that claimed to have been students of Imbrogno's when he was teaching high school. Now, were these guys actually students? I don't know. I tend to think they were. One of these guys was actually very specific about certain things that he told me. And to make a long story short, according to him, Imbrogno was kind of a weird duck when he was a school teacher. And he, you know, he relayed several alleged happenings to me. And, you know, what do you do with something like that? The guy's already gone. He's gone apparently underground. He hasn't been seen or heard from. His former writing partner, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, has disassociated herself entirely from him. So, you know, hopefully the story is closed. But if you've been in this field any length of time, you soon come to realize that just because someone was exposed for being a fraudulent schmuck, that's no guarantee that they won't surface with a whole new story down the road.
You can't keep a good story down. So you expose a person as a hoaxer, and they come back, and they continue to perpetrate the hoax. Same thing is true for sightings.
Well,
so you expose a sighting as being faked, that doesn't mean the legend won't follow you.
With Phil Imbrogno, it's much more personal with me. So actually, my bottom line with Imbrogno is he's a lying scumbag. But
by the way, in case you're wondering whether he'll sue us, number one, he's a public figure, okay? Number two, more than likely, he's going to do nothing because it's not just whether or not he's a lying scumbag, but we've already exposed his fake educational credentials. And the defense against a defamation lawsuit is the truth.
Not to mention his fake military credentials, and that's...
Yeah, that really puts it over the top. It's one thing to have a MIT diploma on your wall, wear an MIT ring, be very, so lacking in self-worth that you have to be photographed in MIT shirts. There's something kind of sick about all that. There's something pathological going on. I just kind of have a hunch. I'm no psychologist, but I must say, Don, why don't you tell us how you really feel about Phil?
Oh, no, Don, not you.
Yeah, now it's interesting here, too. If Phil had none of these credentials, he just said, look, I'm a high school teacher, but he did all this research. He co-authored a book with Dr. J. Allen Hynek. Wouldn't that be enough? And at the same token, doesn't that put anything he wrote, anything he claimed in any of his books under question? Because if he fakes his credentials, what else did he fake?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, hey, look, you can go back the last 23, 24, 25 years, and you can see example after example after example of this kind of crap. Generally, because, hey, let's face it, the three of us inhabit this UFO/paranormal realm. So naturally, we're going to be focused on that. But when my wife and I were publishing UFO Magazine, and she, of course, was the person that founded UFO Magazine, we started getting into what at the time I called house cleaning for the UFO field, because we had a tremendous amount of people making some tremendously extraordinary claims, and I decided to go check some of these claims out. So I did. Now, there was a famous case at the time of a guy who was not only claiming Air Force fighter jet credentials, but he was prominently featured in Timothy Good's first book, Above Top Secret. And in the book, he was called by a pseudonym, Mel Noel. Now, about 1990, down in the San Diego area, Vicki and I were down there at some UFO function that was going on, covering it for UFO Magazine, and somebody introduced me to this guy. And at the time, he was going by the name of Guy Kirkwood.
And before we find out about Mel Noel, Guy Kirkwood, or someone or other, we've got Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey neighbors, meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
We're talking shop, catching up, talking about the frauds, the fakers in the UFO field. Started off with my little discussion about the one-sentence freakout where you say something that might be innocuous or a little provocative, and people go to town on it. But right now you're talking about this guy named Mel Noel, who you encountered, who was something far other than what he claimed to be. Proceed.
Well, when I met him, I mean, and I'll tell you right up front, the guy was charming, friendly, warm, a really raconteur. I mean, he could spin some stories, and I had no reason to doubt at the time what he was telling me. I said, you know what, Guy Kirkwood, I'd love to do an article about this for UFO Magazine. And he was, oh, yeah. He said, sure, I'd be happy to do that. I said, great. Now, all I need you to do is show me your military credentials. Show me an ID card. Show me your DD-214. Something that proved that you were an Air Force jet pilot. Well, he said, no problem. Can do. And that was the last I heard from him. So about a year later, suddenly there was a TV show on, and I'm trying to remember now, it may have been either sightings or encounters, and Linda Moulton Howe was on there bringing on Guy Kirkwood, and he was talking about his career in the Air Force and about chasing flying saucers out of a secret Air Force base in Utah. Back about 1954, he was an F-86 Sabre jet fighter pilot, according to what he said. Well, I suddenly got a series of phone calls from a number of people, one of them being a longtime UFO aficionado by the name of Fritz Krohn. And he just started to chew my ear up about this guy. And he said, he was exposed back in the 60s. And I said, well, okay, Fritz, let me do a little research. And I started doing some background on him. And sure enough, he was. Now, back in those days, another rather famous California personality by the name of Robert Bob Dornan, or B1 Bob as he was known, who was then a U.S. congressperson, had had a television show called Temple in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area. Now, it just so happened that Bob Dornan, when he was in the Air Force, was an F-100 Super Sabre jet pilot. Now, back in the 60s, Guy Kirkwood, who was also known as Noel Bryce Cornwall, among some of his other pseudonyms, had attached himself to a real hoaxed story coming from a former Italian immigrant who was then living down in Mexico. And it's a long, involved story, but the long and the short of it was that Look magazine, I believe it was, got interested in the case. And the guy that was chasing the story was a fellow by the name of Don Dornan, who was Bob Dornan's brother. And he went down to Mexico with Kirkwood and a couple of other people to interview this Italian immigrant that was living down there. The guy was an alcoholic. When you went down to his house, the first thing you had to do was take him down a bottle or two of liquor. And boy, you were welcomed into his house with open arms. And he started spinning this incredible story that literally ranged back to before World War II and involved Benito Mussolini, the Italian dictator of the fascists. Now, there was a tremendous story about these guys that uncovered some kind of secret UFO base down there. They got their hands on some technology. I mean, it sounded like a plot for a science fiction movie. But to make a long story short, this guy claimed that these scientists escaped Mussolini, came to South America, set up a colony there, and were working on all this advanced technology. Now, at the time, Guy Kirkwood was going around securing seats on this flying saucer for people to take rides on. And it was a big thing. Even John Keel talked about this in his book, Disneyland of the Gods.
I remember.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I mean, this was a story, let me tell you. So, at any rate, I did this research, and I interviewed a lot of people, and I had the story ready to go. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it came out around February of 1992. But I called Kirkwood up, and I said, Guy, I know that you've been avoiding me, but I said, I have an article here that I want you to look at before we run it. I'm telling you now, I'm giving you an opportunity to respond to it.
You practice real journalism, by the way, and that's fairly traditional. You do a story about someone, and you want them to comment about what's going on. You don't just break it unless there's no way to contact the person.
Well, he came up and came into, at the time, we were publishing UFO magazine out of our house. We didn't have our offices at the time. And he came up, came into the kitchen, sat down. I gave him a cup of coffee, and I handed him the story, photographs and all. Because Don Dornan, when he went down there, kept all those photographs, and he gave the whole kit and caboodle to me. He said, here, he said, I don't need these. He said, you can use any of them you want to. So Kirkwood sat there in the chair, and he read through the whole thing. And when he got done, I said, okay, Guy, now, if you furnish me with your DD-214, I won't run this. He just got up, and he walked out of the house, and that was the last time I ever talked to him. Now, just to show you how some people won't accept a smack in the eye when they receive it. It was not long after that, and back in those days, I used to inhabit the UFO update list that was out of Canada. And in some fashion, they still have that list, although it's not even a pale shadow of what it was back when Glenn Campbell was running it.
You know, I would wonder in passing whether we should set up our own mailing list that would use current technology and would finally actually bring all that stuff together. I'm just thinking about it. Let's go on.
Well, so one day I shot into that list and I was just looking to see what the topic headlines were. And I saw something in there about Guy Kirkwood and my expose on him. And I popped in there, and there was a, at the time, fairly well-known UFO guy that was in there, and he was taking not only pot shots at me about this expose, but he was trying a full-on artillery barrage. So I popped in there, and I said, look, what's your beef? I said, this story is researched. I said, I've talked to all kinds of people that were involved with it. I said, I've got the background. What the hell's your problem? And he refused to answer me. So I went back. And he still refused. So I went back a third time. And finally, I shamed him. And I said, look, you're going to sit here and tell me that I screwed this story up. I want to know exactly where I screwed the story up. And he finally popped off and he said, well, you got his middle name wrong. And I said, I got his middle name wrong.
Oh, geez.
Here's a guy that's running with three or four names all the damn time. And how the hell would you know even if I did?
You know what? This leads me to some other stuff we'll talk about. The case of the wrong middle name and more to come with Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to Mr. UFO at webtv.net. That's Mr. UFO at webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals. Unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com. Or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles.
That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we've got the dogs in the neighborhood upset over the fact that Don Ecker wrote a story and got somebody's fake middle name wrong. Don?
Yeah, that's about the long and the short of it. So, you know, I guess the lesson to take away from something like this is that no matter what you do or how well or how badly you do it, there are going to be people out there that for any number of reasons are going to take shots at you, perhaps because of professional jealousy or other things. Who knows? Maybe you didn't like the way I comb my hair. But that's just part and parcel of this culture that we inhabit today.
And, you know, it's not just in the UFO field. There is a site called PolitiFact. And PolitiFact, what they do is they take statements by politicians and they evaluate them in accordance with their research. It's not always perfect. I mean, you can dispute some of their answers.
Don't equate us with politicians, please.
Okay, because they all have pants on fire. But that's the rating. So if you are really lying, you get a pants on fire. Now, the Washington Post uses Pinocchio's. You know, the nose getting longer and everything. So if you are really lying, you get 4 Pinocchios. But they will correct all these misstatements, all these lies, and the politicians the next hour will repeat the lies as if they were never refuted. So it happens in all aspects of society, not just the UFO field. So sure, we've exposed lots of things in the UFO field over the years. Back in the 50s, Jim Moseley had a special George Adamski expose issue, George Adamski being one of the very earliest UFO contactees. For years after that, I don't think he's mentioned much nowadays, for years after that, we had Adamski's followers, even after his death, swearing up and down that everything was true, and they ignored the expose. It didn't exist. Out of sight, out of mind.
Well, that's a phenomenon that sometimes I think is uniquely unique in this field. How many times have we exposed somebody? Now, one of the biggest exposés that I ever conducted, and I conducted quite a few of them, because at the time I naively believed that if enough people in the UFO field were willing to clean house, that at some point, the mainstream news media, the mainstream scientific establishment, would begin to take us a little more seriously. And I did say, I naively believed that. But one of the biggest, and I mean for a while, this particular expose spilled over not only into UFOdom, but also into the political arena. And of course, I'm talking about Milton William Cooper, a.k.a. Bill Cooper, and the driver shooting President John F. Kennedy, the video that was made. Now, this today is not nearly as infamous as it was even a few short years ago. But this was something that back in the day, and I'm talking about circa 1991, 92, 93, literally had parts of not only the paranormal field on fire, but also the JFK assassination field. Now, this was a video, if you're not familiar with it, that seemed to show for just a moment during the presidential limousine cavalcade that was driving through Dallas, that the moment JFK is shot, and it's pretty obvious to me that at least one of the bullets came from the front and struck him in the head, that it for just a split second, there is what appears to be a handgun that suddenly appears and then disappears.
Yeah, but Don, that was a real low resolution kind of glint off the guy's semi-bald head, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. But we're not talking about what was really there. We're talking about what these people believe were there.
Yeah, Cooper just loved going out there and propounding this particular harebrained theory, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, not only did he love to propound it, he started selling it. Now, this is what a lot of people may not be aware of. This video was originally put together from a very poor fourth or fifth generation copy of the Zapruder film by a guy that I know personally, a fellow by the name of Lars Hansen, along with two other JFK researchers. Now, one of these other researchers had been under the impression that somehow the Secret Service driver and perhaps the other Secret Service guy in the front seat were somehow involved in this assassination. And they did do a couple of things that were contrary to Secret Service protocol. But what came out of this and what Hansen originally believed was that perhaps let's research this, let's get some money and really dissect this, the driver may have fired the fatal headshot. Now, this video originally was never meant to be seen publicly by anyone, but Hansen screwed up, and he screwed up in a big way. He admitted he screwed up in a big way. He had met John Lear down in Las Vegas at that time, and he did not know that John Lear had been cut off from his father's fortune, William Lear, of Lear Sigler Corporation, Lear Jet. Okay, that's who John Lear's father was. Didn't know that Lear had been cut out of the family fortune, and he went to John Lear thinking that maybe Lear, if he's interested in this, would help finance their research. Well, what Lear did, and as what we all know these days, John is beyond being a loose cannon. He took that tape. As a matter of fact, he showed it to me in November of 1988 before it was ever public. He took that tape and he gave a copy of it to Bill Cooper. When Cooper saw it, suddenly, as he was wont to do, claimed he had seen all this information about this in his secret Navy files years before.
Oh, we gotta watch out about the secret Navy files.
Exactly. And this became part of his overarching, overwhelming conspiracy story. He then, after he got a lot of grief from Hansen, because Hansen had narrated this tape. He sent the tape to an outfit in Japan, Bill Cooper did, and had them recolorize the tape and remove the narration. Got it back, started producing it, and was selling it for $35 a pop at every dog and pony show Cooper was able to worm his way into. And there are people today, and I'm talking about in 2013, that still believe fervently that Bill Cooper was the one guy leading the charge for the truth in not only paranormal and UFO fields, but also the militia movement.
Oh, boy. And you know what? This raises a larger question that covers every aspect of our society. And it's about respect for facts, respect for the truth. And the reason I mention the political world was anywhere where you have a story, and it's a really good story, you expose it as something false, and no matter where it is, either the next minute, the next day, or 10 years from now, someone will resurrect the very same story, presented as something new, as something different, as something that was never exposed. And it's like you have to spend the rest of your life dispelling myths. And we're in a field where a lot of people believe that UFOs are a myth. Let's face it. You know, I think the last survey that was conducted ahead of this Chasing UFOs failure of a show for the National Geographic, there was a polling company that did a survey showing that a third of the people in the U.S. believed that UFOs were real, probably spaceships, meaning the two-thirds either don't care or disbelieve or whatever, down from what it used to be.
Well, Gene, just a few days ago, a few nights ago, I had some spare time. It was in the evening, and I came out, turned on the TV. I was kind of surfing through to see what was on, and I saw what appeared to be a scientific documentary on, I think it was, I believe it was the Discovery Channel. I don't believe it was Nat Geo. I'm not sure. I mean, I could certainly find out easy enough.
We'll have you tell us the story of what you saw. Don Ecker, catching up with the Paracast with Gene and Chris, because you are in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.